A lot of help is available to you if you know where to look. You'll hear how to find that help in the next few minutes. You are listening to Face to Face on the Virginia Voice. And for the Virginia Voice, I'm Lou Dean. Today, you will hear from Altice Street, who is the Regional Outreach Specialist for 211 Virginia for the United Way of Greater Richmond and Petersburg. Altice, most people know about the United Way. What is 211 Virginia?
211 is an information referral center for the Commonwealth of Virginia. What we do is connect people to different health and human services that are out there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365.
What do people get when they call that number?
They get a live person when they call us at 211. You get a trained specialist that's going to listen to you, and then from the conversation they have with you, connect you with different resources in your community.
What are those resources? What are the services?
So anything from food, shelter, clothing, volunteer opportunities. If you need financial assistance, mental health counseling, you name it, we probably have a resource that we can connect you to.
Altice, go into some depth on some of those services, because people listening now may say, how can I make use of this?
When you run into any problems in your life, a lot of us go to our family or friends, and sometimes they are not sure where to send you. We're trained professionals that will try to connect you to those resources in your community. We have a database of over 19,000 different programs across the Commonwealth of Virginia, and annually we update them so we're giving out correct and updated information so we can tell you who currently can assist you with those resources.
Some people listening now may wonder if they qualify, how bad off they need to be, or what kind of help they really need. How do you answer that?
Well, you don't have to qualify. There's no qualifications for our program. As long as you're a resident of Virginia or you're coming into Virginia, we can assist you and give you those services. Now, the program itself may have some qualifications, and the call specialist will go over those with you when you call and depending on what services you're looking for.
I'm wondering, and maybe the people who are listening are wondering, what it takes to make that call as far as what they might need. Should they do it themselves? Do they need to rely on 211 Virginia? How do they decide whether it's really time to call?
If you're not sure where to turn, then that's when it's time to call us. If you know of community resources, you know, feel free to give them a call. But if they're unable to help you, you can still give us a call.
What about crisis services?
We have tons of crisis services. If you feel you're in a crisis, now you can directly call the crisis centers. If you're not sure what those numbers are, give us a call. We can give you those numbers too, or we can transfer you over to those crisis centers ourselves.
Sometimes veterans may have a problem. Is that solvable? Is that by calling 211?
We can connect veterans to different resources that are out there. They actually have different call centers for veterans. We can connect you to those and educate you about those programs that are out there. Same resources that we would give anybody else, but some of the programs have specific, have specific programs for veterans, and we can connect them to those.
Are there services for seniors that are available?
There are services for pretty much every population in Virginia. They have tons of services for seniors. You have your AAAs, which are your area agencies on aging. You have different transportation programs, different activities. You have the YMCA that has their different programs. So there are tons of different programs for seniors, whether they want to be active and volunteer or whether they want to just get transportation to different programs. They have different things out there for them, too.
So transportation is one reason to call.
Right. You can call us about transportation options that are available in your city or county. If you're looking for food pantries, those are options. If you're looking for employment, those are options, too. We can tell you who's out there that can assist you with employment and what we may know agency-wise that's out there currently.
What about people with disabilities?
Oh, we have tons of different opportunities for those. Once again, depending on what they're looking for, everything we do as a call center depends on our caller. The caller basically leads the call, so depending on what they're asking for, we'll decide what referrals we can give them.
You mentioned earlier food. Help with food?
Right. There are food pantries across the Commonwealth that we can connect people to. Whether the food pantry is by zip code or whether it's by the city or county, we'll give the caller all of that kind of information, or the caller can go to our website and get that information about the food pantries that are out there.
Some people at some stages in their life might find themselves burning the candle at both ends. They have two or three jobs and they have children. What about child care?
There are child care options that are out there. There are sliding scale fees for child care. There's also child care that you can apply through the Department of Social Services where they may pay a portion of your child care. So there are tons of different options that are out there for child care. Once again, you can call into 211 and we can talk to you about the different options that are there for you and see which is the best fit for you.
At certain times of the year, for instance, in the winter, heating bills, in the summer, cooling bills, mm-hmm. Is there help available for those bills?
There is help. The Department of Social Services has heating and cooling assistance. And once again, you can call 211 and we can tell you the number for your Department of Social Services. You can also apply online through the Common Help Program through Department of Social Services. In addition to that, if you don't happen to be eligible for programs through the Department of Social Services, Dominion also has heating and cooling assistance through them, and that money is given out to local agencies. And those local agencies work with 211 so we can tell residents where the money is and what you need to do to apply and give them all those juicy tidbits about getting connected.
You're hearing from Altice Street, who is the regional outreach specialist for 211 Virginia. Who provides this service?
Actually, 211 is under the State Department of Social Services, but we provide it in collaboration with the Council of Community Services in Roanoke, the Planning Council of Norfolk, the United Way of Central Virginia in Lynchburg, and the United Way of Greater Richmond in Petersburg.
Before we started, you told me that 211 Virginia is celebrating its 10th anniversary, but nobody knows about it. You're concerned that nobody knows about it.
Yes.
What is the history here?
So we've been in existence, it'll be 10 years, February the 11th. I've actually been doing this for about 9 years, so it's been a great program, and each day I learn something new, too. The history with the local 211, we started out as an information and referral center for the United Way of Greater Richmond in Petersburg, and about 10 years ago, we rolled into becoming a 211 with the state. The state grouped all of us together and created the 211 for the Commonwealth of Virginia.
And that can be dialed anywhere in Virginia?
Yes, anywhere in Virginia you will get the 211. Now, 211 is nationwide also. So anywhere from, you know, California to North Carolina, they have a 211 or they have an information and referral center. So those residents can dial 211 also, and they'll get their local 211 system.
How does 211 really benefit the overall society in Richmond?
We're there to help those who don't know and to educate them about the nonprofits that are out there. Richmond has tons of nonprofits that people know nothing about and maybe, like you said, burning the candle at both ends, trying to make ends meet, but there are nonprofits out there that can help them, educate them on different services and ways to maybe better manage their money, but people don't know about these programs or think they don't qualify. And some of the programs don't even have qualifications that you can utilize these programs to, you know, to help you get through it and to make better choices.
How do people contact 211 Virginia? Now, the obvious thing is you pick up the phone, you dial 211. Are there other ways, for instance, on the internet to check it out?
Right. We do have a website, which is just www.211virginia.org. And on there, you can actually email a specialist. We also have by mail. When you go to the website, you see the mailing address on there. And then we can also be by phone. But we do have a toll-free number, which is 1-800-230-6977.
But, of course, if you really want help, you dial 211 from any phone. That's the name of it, and that's how you get a hold of it. But if you want other information or some background, then you can go to the website. Mm-hmm. Tell me once again all the services you might call in for.
You can call us about utility assistance, housing assistance, food. When I say food, I mean even meal sites or if you are looking for, like, Meals on Wheels kind of services, health care, so free clinics. Talking about your local health department, immunization, back-to-school assistance if you're going to need that, if you have children. We're gearing up for tax assistance. So there's a program called MetroCash here in the area, and they're gearing up for anyone who makes less than $54,000 a year. You can get your taxes done for free. And so those sites will be gearing up, so you can call 211 to find out your local site. And we can tell you where you can go get your taxes done. There's also, under them, there's actually a program where you can actually do your taxes online. And it's still free as long as you make less than $54,000. and you would just log in. It's H&R Block software. But once you get through it, it'll zero itself out, and you can submit both the federal and the state taxes. It'll come back either on the card or through direct deposit, just as if you went to any other tax professional.
Altice, you have enumerated many services that are available, many types of help that are available to people who will call 211. But if the services that are pointed to are not necessarily free.
Some of them are. Some of them are sliding scale. However, the call specialist will let you know that before you go over there. And if you say that's not something that you can afford right now, they'll try to look for alternatives that are free or maybe even a lower cost.
If I'm hearing correctly, 211 is a resource to point you to things, to services you may not have even known existed. Those services, once you have them, may or may not be free.
Correct. And it's just the cost of it towards the agency. So you may go for mental health services, but they may utilize your insurance, or there may be a copay that you may have to pay for it. But that's something that you can work out with the organization, because sometimes they, because of your income, they may be able to give you the services for nothing.
And when you call 211, you can call any hour of the 24.
Yes. We always have a live person there. We're also a bilingual line. So we have what's called language line. So as long as we're able to figure out what language the caller needs, then we're able to get a translator. So we don't become a barrier to services.
So the number to remember if you're looking for help is 211.
Yes.
Now, a medical emergency, any kind of emergency, that's 911.
Correct.
But for looking for resources, looking for help, it's 211.
Correct.
You've been hearing from L.T. Street, who is the Regional Outreach Specialist for 211 Virginia. She works for the United Way of Greater Richmond and Petersburg. You're listening to Face on the Virginia Voice. And for the Virginia Voice, I'm Lou Dean.